From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama said in Copenhagen today, while accepting his Nobel Peace Prize, that the U.S. must uphold the moral ground when waging wars that he called both necessary and justified.
I receive this honor with deep gratitude and great humility. It's an award that speaks to our highest aspirations, that for all the cruelty and hardship of our world, we are not mere prisoners of fate. Our actions matter and can bend history in the direction of justice.
The president acknowledged many have questioned whether he's done enough to receive the prize, but he also declared violence cannot be eradicated. In addressing the irony of a wartime president getting the Peace Prize, Mr. Obama said nations sometimes must wage war to protect their citizens from terrorist groups. The FBI has arrived in Pakistan to investigate five U.S. citizens detained and interrogated in the Punjabi city of Sargodha. Police say the suspects have confessed to wanting to harm U.S. interests. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
Sargodha Police Chief Usman Anwar said the suspects, who arrived in Pakistan on November 30th, proudly confessed that they had come for jihad, defined as killing American soldiers, he said. Anwar said authorities believe the group was planning to travel to Miran Shah, the capital of the tribal region of North Waziristan, a crossroads for extremists along the Afghan-Pakistan border. In South Waziristan, the Pakistan army is battling Taliban militants who had free run of the area. Police say recovered laptops showed the suspects in contact with groups dedicated to extremism. No charges have been brought, however, and it is not clear what group, if any, the suspects were to meet. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
New England is digging out after a major snowstorm and bracing for more winter weather later this week. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
While places in New England saw more than a foot of snow, accompanying high winds caused more problems. Power outages left thousands in the dark across the region. Martin Murray, spokesman for PSNH, New Hampshire's largest utility, says power has been restored to most who lost it, but Murray adds that winds may top 50 miles an hour in some places overnight.
Those kind of winds bring down trees and limbs from outside the trim zone onto wires and equipment, causing outages. So we're hoping for the best, but obviously, preparing for the worst.
Wind chills are forecast to dip below zero in northern parts of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. The high winds are expected to be followed by snow, sleet, and freezing rain. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 57 points to 10,394. The NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points to 2,193. This is NPR News. The defense has rested its case in the trial of Broadcom's former chief financial officer, William Relly. Yesterday, a federal judge in Southern California dismissed the guilty plea made by the co-founder of the telecommunications giant. NPR's Carrie Kahn has details.
U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney dismissed the charges against Henry Samueli, saying he didn't believe that the co-founder of Broadcom had lied to federal regulators. Last year, Samueli pleaded guilty to charges that he made false statements to the Securities Exchange Commission regarding alleged backdating of Broadcom stock. He was sentenced to 5 years probation and fined $12 million. Samueli owns the Anaheim Ducks national hockey team. He has been testifying as a defense witness in the fraud trial of Broadcom's former Chief Financial Officer William Relly. Samueli was granted immunity in the case. Judge Carmack told Samueli that he didn't believe the Broadcom executive had lied and dismissed the guilty plea. Samueli told the judge that his faith had been restored in the criminal justice system. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern California had no comment. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Citigroup continues to talk with federal government officials about the mega company's plans to pay back billions of dollars in federal bailout loans, but it's not clear if a deal will be reached anytime soon. Citigroup plans to sell about $15 billion of common shares to help repay funds borrowed under the Troubled Asset Relief Program. The bank accepted $45 billion in TARP money. The Federal Reserve says Americans' net worth, the difference between the value of assets and liabilities, rose 5% from the second quarter to more than $53 trillion. Net worth includes major assets such as homes, bank accounts, and investments. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.